An update on the smoke situation in our area. An air quality alert for New York City has been extended at least one more day until tomorrow night at 11:59 p.m. Tomorrow will mark the fourth day in a row this city will be blanketed in unhealthy air due to those wildfires raging to the north in Canada. So here to give us an update on the latest is WNYC's health and science editor, Sikhan Akpan. Hey, Sikhan.
Hey, how's it going?
I thought things were supposed to get better after yesterday. What happened? My eyes are like burning. We have to worry about this another day?
Yeah, you know, even though the air looked clearer today, the region still had pretty high levels of particulate matter, especially that particulate matter that's under 2.5 microns in size, PM2.5. The air quality index was in the very unhealthy to unhealthy zone pretty much all day, stretching from Connecticut through the city down to parts of the south. And there are some expectations that unhealthy levels will continue until till tomorrow.
So Mayor Adams says it's hard to forecast wildfire smoke beyond about 24 hours or so. Why is this such a hard thing to predict?
Yeah, you know, the short answer is that, you know, it's smoke is carried by the wind, and the wind is very unpredictable. So, you know, with rain, with hurricane forecasts, we have pretty good automated models for judging cold fronts and warm fronts and humidity and sort of seeing how all of that mixes together. But it's harder to build a model for smoke just because, yeah, you know, it's carried by the wind. It's a lot more predictable. It's also affected by weather during the day. So, you know, heat might cause a smoke plume to rise. When things cool off, it might cause the plume to go further to the ground. And all of that kind of mixed together just makes it hard to really know where smoke might end up going. We also have this pretty funky weather pattern right now where there's this huge blockage of air off the coast, sort of like of Maine and in Canada, that's forcing wind from Ontario to just blow the smoke from the Canadian fires down towards us.
We remember those days of no hand sanitizer, right? And toilet paper at the start of the pandemic. If I were to go to like a Target right now, is the air purifier or sections completely empty? Are we seeing shortages of supplies tied to this?
Yeah, you know, we're starting to hear about shortages of, you know, some of the air filters that go into HVAC systems, air conditioners, air purifiers. I know that we're also seeing or hearing about some shortages around the air purifiers themselves. I mean, it's not too surprising, you know, whenever something like this happens, there tends to be a run on supplies. We've also heard from some pharmacy groups. One of our reporters heard from some pharmacy groups that they're seeing a pretty big shortage in masks, which, you know, it makes sense. People are concerned.
So we should note, everybody, that we said this is not the easiest thing to predict. So we shouldn't say, well, I heard Sikhan Akpan say on WNYC. But do you know when this might be over?
Yeah, there is some hope on the horizon. You know, we have a story up on Gothamist right now, based off of some predictions that things could start clearing tomorrow. They could start clearing over the weekend. So people should go check that out. We also have a story up on Gothamist about how to build your own DIY air purifier by just like getting some supplies from like a hardware store or, you know, like a Lowe's or a Home Depot.
Sikhan Akpan is WNYC's health and science editor. You can read his reporting along with the rest of our coverage on this story at Gothamist.com. Thanks, Sikhan.
Cool. Thanks, y'all.